Freeman.
That's me, Pop Vickers. To use a 10-year-old catchphrase of mine, and it's my pleasure to look back with you at the way we were during the first 10 years.
What we're going to do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time. Time.
In the dawn light of September the 30th, 1967, everything was ready for the biggest shake-up the BBC's radio services had ever experienced. The need to replace the scuttled pirate ships meant for the BBC a new style of broadcasting. The old home, light and third programmes disappeared, and it was radio by numbers. 4, 3, 2, and 1.
1967!
Now, with the clock ticking slowly up to 7 a.m., it's going to be time to welcome Radio 1's first early show on 247 metres medium wave whilst Breakfast Special continues on Radio 2. 10 seconds to go before Radio 1, Tony Blackburn, and Radio 2, Paul Hollingdale. Stand by for switching. Get tuned to Radio 1 or 2. 5, 4, 3. Radio 2, Radio 1, go.
The voice of Radio 1. Just for fun.
Music.
Too much.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1. Definitely, we've even got Arnold back. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first of the Tony Blackburn shows. I shall be waking up every morning, except Sunday, between 7 and 8.30. So let's away!
Woke up one morning, half asleep, with all my blankets in a heap, and yellow roses scattered all around. The time was still approaching, for I couldn't stand it anymore, so Mary goes upon my eider down. Watching flowers in the glade, feel the power of the rain, making the garden grow.
In broadcasting house, executives, engineers, producers and disc jockeys offer up prayers for success, whilst around the country, listeners were delighted or disappointed or pleased or appalled. Heading Radio 1 was Robin Scott, who you heard giving the countdown a moment ago, and he had this to say about the network.
Because most of what Radio 1 and 2 are going to do will be live, it's not possible to rehearse and evaluate everything beforehand. And like a new pair of shoes, we shall be breaking the networks in until they fit properly. And we must crave your indulgence if the shoes squeak a bit, though we hope they won't.
Before Radio 1 actually went on the air, there had been plenty of press publicity and special trailers were broadcast. Many of these were the work of Kenny Everett.
247, 247.
News. Starting in September, the BBC begins a new service for fans of popular music. There'll be light, and then there's pop,
with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
And then there's always... excuse me. This is how Radio 247 will work. From September, the BBC Light Programme channel on the medium wave will split from the service on 1500 metres in the long wave band, and with a little help from a lot of the newer DJs on the scene, will provide music all day, going back to the light only for programmes like Saturday Club, Midday Spin, and Housewife's Choice. Music, 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 all day on the new BBC popular channel 247.
1968. Happiness is loving Radio 1. Tony Blackburn.
Have you entered a competition of this sort before?
Oh, no, never.
And what sort of made you enter the competition?
I don't know. I did it on the spur of the moment. I thought it'd be a laugh, you know.
Yeah.
I never dreamt I'd win.
Oh. Did you ever at any stage in your life think that perhaps your knees were superior to anyone else's?
No, not really. I think knees are rather ugly, really, you know.
You see, I find a lot of people ask me why I find sort of knees, you know, why I go on about knees and everything, but I find them immensely amusing, really.
Yes, well, I suppose they are, really.
Yeah. And have you, I'm probably sort of getting you on the hop here, but have you any advice for anybody that you'd like to pass on for the welfare and protection of knees? I mean, do you look after your knees better than...
I think you have to be careful and oil them well, you know.
You oil
regularly.
Them well, do you?
Yes.
Do you have a blast on them?
Oh, yes, yes.
Young girl, get out of my mind. I love
Radio 1 always likes to have fun with its listeners. And Tony Blackburn's Knees of 1968 competition, that was the winner just then, Janet Broadhead, was just one of many jolly ideas and ripping wheezes to get listeners involved. In the beginning, there was a daily competition. Crack the Clue came first, then Star Words, followed by ideas like Bits and Pieces, Pop Poser, and Radio 1 Bamboozler.